You made your point.
Anyway, Mr. Mike Chuck Bretzliff.
Oh, jeez, I'm like, I'm almost missing. Looking at, all right. Okay, so please don't be offended by what I'm about to say. I'm going to make a very broad general statement about a very large demographic, very large portion of the population, and that is this. People are the worst. But games are pretty great. I like games, but many games need people, particularly board games where they're a requirement, and it's printed like right there on the box with the little cartoon people that are pooping. I think they're supposed to be sitting at a table, but it looks like they're pooping. But I love games. I love them so much that twice a year I will fly out to the backwoods of Massachusetts to spend a long weekend with people that I met on the internet. And this is not going to be a weird, kinky story from Craigslist. Sorry to disappoint some of you, but we do drink a lot, so there is a bit of bad touching. And as a single guy, any form of personal contact is kind of welcome. So Massachusetts. It's a house con called Rabbit Con, thrown by Julian Rabbit Murdoch, a friend I met through the best gaming community online called Gamers with Jobs, which you can find at gamerswithjobs.com. It's a place where I immediately felt at home, even on my first visit, because it's a house full of super nerdy people who are just as passionate about games, comics, who their favorite doctor is as you are, the 11th, by the way. So there's no need to rein in your verbiage for the normals or put a lid on your excitement. The social norms are redefined for the weekend and all restraints are off. I will nerd as hard as I can for those 3 days while worrying about if somebody knows or gets what I'm talking about or they even want to talk about it. Because yes, they do. They most definitely want to talk about the trailer for book 2 of Legend of Korra. Does anyone want to talk about the trailer for book 2 of Legend of Korra? All right, to the map room. Actually, they take cash, so I'll have to go somewhere else. Okay, anyway, all right. So, and there's there's everything you'd want there as a nerd. So there's video games, check. Board games, check. RPGs, check. Pinball machine, check. Virtual pinball machine, check. Whole ton of Dwarven Forge, check. Homebrewed beer, check. A standing MAME cabinet and a cocktail table MAME cabinet, double check. The list goes on to the point where we played so much Rock Band, we actually graduated from Rock Band. I don't know if it's really a thing, but we graduated from Rock Band. So now we play in the, Rabbit's Garage in a band called The Meeples. And it's really easy to immerse yourself in all these really cool activities. And my first one, that's what I did. I only talked to people that I kind of knew already. But I would meet new people through games where there's a nice little structure to the interaction, something I can maybe use more of during other social encounters. It's like too bad that life isn't maybe a bit more like conversations in a BioWare RPG where it's just to say something nice, say something mean, or seduce the person. as I get to know these people, I learned something. These people are amazing. Everyone is super talented, creative, and driven. There are writers, engineers, scientists, lawyers, artists, lots of people involved in games, whether there's game journalists, games producers, games designers, game programmers. One guy does a little voice acting every once in a while in games, but his main gig is he stars on Broadway in Mamma Mia, and the dude can sing! Much better than that. And it's really truly inspiring and motivating to be surrounded by such people like this. And really easy to feel like the dumbest person in the room, easier for some more than others. I often feel like a Hufflepuff that wandered into a Ravenclaw party. Hufflepuff! But with each con, it became less and less about games and all these other awesome activities. And it's more about the amazing people who have quickly become some of my favorites. And so it's a chance to see them, hug them, catch up, laugh, cry. And the games have become secondary, though I still love them. My first time here at Your Stories, I actually immediately got a RabbitCon I feel at home vibe. And as Eric says at the beginning of every podcast, it's a place where you can embrace the weird and obscure and assert your geekdom in a group that gets your references. But it's also a place where I'm in awe of everyone because you're all so amazing and gifted. I feel inspired seeing what everyone here is capable of. So thanks to Eric for Your Stories and Reader and Geiger and the Nerdologues for the tone they set in all their events. And thanks to all of you for being fantastic people and creating a RabbitCon feeling closer to home. I guess you're not the worst.
Thank you. I want to say that the thing I read at the start of the podcast, Claire wrote that. So I was just around when I was recording it. But thank you for the thank you. And of course to Geiger and Kevin and Claire and everybody.